Warren G. Harding was the first president-elect to arrive at his inauguration via automobile. In 1921, President Warren G. Harding was the first U.S. president to ever show up at his inauguration in a car.
Inauguration facts. Good to have you here. Thank you for taking the time on this January 20th. President Trump has departed the White House now. From what I understand, he has departed, has no intentions of checking or attending the inauguration of Joe Biden. Mike Pence and his wife will be there, but not the president and first lady, as they make way for the 46th president and new first lady, Jill Biden. Keep an eye on that. But what does it mean today? 17 executive actions, including one to stop building the wall. Mike Howell is with the Heritage Foundation, and we could soon see unlimited illegal immigration. Mike, welcome to the program. Mike, are you here? Not here. Say that again. Oh, I'm in the wrong place. My mistake. I'm getting ahead of myself. I made a mistake here. So let's talk about these 17 executive actions. Mike Howell will join us at the bottom of the hour. I'm a little ahead of myself, and so it is. But these 17 executive actions will start being signed as soon as Joe Biden gets to the Oval Office. He will declare an immediate termination of funding for the border wall, putting an end to key campaign promises by President Trump and his administration. The move will direct an immediate pause in wall construction and will determine the best way to redirect funds that were diverted by the prior administration to fund wall construction, we are told. The Biden team said that the move will allow for the Department of Homeland Security and other agencies to, quote, set civil immigration enforcement policies that best protect the American people that are in line with our values and priorities. The Biden administration is going to have a very different approach to regional migration, so says Jake Sullivan, incoming national security advisor. Next, Biden is set to sign an executive order that will put an end to Trump's Muslim ban, as Sullivan calls it, that he still claims was rooted in religious animus and xenophobia. Of course, there's absolutely no basis for that. Unless you think the North Koreans are, of course, Muslim, which last time I looked, they are not. Several of those countries are Muslim majority, and so what? North Korea and Venezuela are not. And the fact of the matter is, when was the last time you heard about ISIS? When was the last time you heard about a caravan or a crisis at the southern border? You haven't heard about those things in a long time. Why? Because the administration that is leaving Washington today has been effective in those areas. Meddling with what has worked seems dangerous. Sullivan also said Biden's action would strengthen screening and vetting for travelers by enhancing information sharing with foreign governments. Good to know that our information will be shared with Mexico and Brazil and Colombia and elsewhere. Your information. But directing a review of the Trump administration's extreme vetting practices. Good Lord, that we would have a good idea of who's coming into the country. Silly, right? As for the census, here's one that's really irritating. Joe Biden will sign an executive order today to revoke the Trump administration's plan to exclude non-citizens from the census and the apportionment of congressional representatives. The state of California has 5 members of Congress it is neither entitled to nor deserves, and weakens the representation of you and every other American in every other state. About 750,000 people are represented by each member of Congress. California has at least 3.5 million illegals in its country, in its state, meaning as the country is dividing up its members of Congress, California has more than it deserves by a lot. And apparently that's the way Joe Biden and the Democrats want it. They want California overrepresented and Montana and Florida and Texas underrepresented. We will re-engage with the World Health Organization. So the Chinese have a hand up still. We're going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accords. We're going to revoke the Keystone XL pipeline permit to construct. There's going to be a 100-day masking challenge They're going to require you to wear a mask. And the list goes on and on and on. Biden supports Congress acting immediately to cancel $10,000 in student loan debt per person because apparently $6 trillion in spending on the coronavirus is not enough. And here's what Susan Rice, the incoming White House domestic policy advisor, says. The Biden team will put racial justice and equity at the center of the agenda. Biden will sign an executive order to define, quote, to define equity as the consistent and systemic, fair, just, and impartial treatment of all individuals, including those who belong to underserved communities, such as Black, Latino, Indigenous, and Native American persons, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders, other persons of color, LGBTQ plus persons, people with disabilities, religious minorities, persons who live in rural areas, and persons otherwise affected by persistent poverty or inequality. It's all going to be based on race and gender. Everything from this point forward is about identity politics in the worst possible way. The content of your character, who you are as a person, if you're a white Christian, it doesn't matter. You are irrelevant. Martin Luther King would be appalled. Appalled. You're a little ahead of yourself. See, we're all getting there. It's all right. Yeah, Martin Luther King would be appalled. Here's what I would suggest as we head toward noon. Make sure you have good advice on how you're saving money and working toward the future. Greg Stiles at Ameriprise Financial, he'll build a custom plan for you unlike anything you've ever seen before. He'll ask questions and have a discussion unlike you've ever had before when it comes to investing because he has the Decidary proprietary approach, which takes all of your data, all your information, puts it together, and creates a custom plan just for you. Give Craig Stiles. So many people that listen to this program have already done it, and I wonder why you haven't. Call Craig today, 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. You want to be with the cool kids, don't you? Well, then do that. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.